The American Indian Business Capacity Project is going to hold a series of seminars across the state between now and mid-March to help participants learn about what's called Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Certification. Alyssa Macy's the Assistant Director of the American Indian Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin, which has teamed up with the State Department of Transportation and the Great Lakes Indian Law Center on the venture. She says receiving the certification will help Native businesses bid for projects associated with the expansion of U.S. Highway 41 in Brown and Winnebago counties.
It's estimated that there will be around $840 million worth of business that are going to come out of this project. We have to think of housing, of opportunities for goods and services, also labor needs, because a lot of these construction firms, whether they're primes or subs, Indian-owned or not, are going to need labor. So there's different pieces of the bigger project that we're looking at and trying to connect Indian-owned businesses with these opportunities wherever they may fall.
Macy says only three Native American businesses have been involved in the Marquette Interchange project in Milwaukee, and so she'd like to capitalize on the Highway 41 mega project to give Indian country an economic boost. The free one-day sessions are coming to several tribes in the coming weeks, including the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans and the Ho-Chunk Nation. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.